Thank you. On behalf of the Breed management team, I welcome you all and thank you for joining us for the Q1 2022 results conference call. Hope you are all keeping safe and healthy. Before we begin our presentation, I would like to remind you that some of the statements made in today's conference call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. Kindly refer to slide number 2 of the presentation for this detailed disclaimer. I would now request you to turn to slide 3 for today's agenda. On today's call, we have with us Adel Salmanwahidi, Chief Financial Officer, and Salik Malik, Acting Vice President of Finance. Adel will begin with opening remarks and provide an overview for Q1 2022 performance and key highlights. Following that, Salik will discuss the financial performance in more detail. Adel will then conclude the presentation, and we will open the line for your questions. Thank you, and over to you, Adel.
Thank you, Wiam, and thank you everyone for joining us today. I would like to highlight our first quarter of this year's performance. The total revenue grew by more than 17%, led by the chilled water business growth of 19.6%. During the same period, EBITDA growth was 16%, resulting in EBITDA margin of close to 63% for the period. Net profit during the year increased by 3.1% to record $88.2 million. During the quarter, we added capacity over 26,000 RT, including 18,000 RT, which with the acquisition of Al Mawj District Cooling Assets in Masqat, Oman, in January of this year. In the month of March, we published our green financing framework, which will help the company meet its commitments and finance a new project to support its business strategy and vision. Further, I would also like to highlight that we are expected to publish our second ESG report by end of this month. Moving to the next slide, please. Tabriz is contributing to the region's growth through efficient and environmentally friendly cooling, enabling sustainable development. As our business grows, so does our positive environmental footprint. We are one of the largest district cooling providers in the region and currently operate 86 plants across the region, delivering over 1.24 million tons of cooling. Over the last 12 months, our operations saved over 2.3 billion kilowatt hours of energy consumption, enough to power over 132,000 homes for a year, and equivalent to over 1.38 million tons of saved CO2 emissions. Today's results announcement will demonstrate a brief sustainable and resilient financial performance. In addition, we believe the carbon emission savings generated through our district cooling services are an essential enabler to allow the region's government to meet their sustainability targets for the future. The next slide would summarize our connected capacity. During the first quarter of this year, we added capacity of 26,000 RTs across our operation. Of the total added capacity, 18,000 RTs in Oman with an acquisition of Al Mawj District cooling assets in January in Oman, and approximately 7,500 RTs were added in the UAE and the balance 500 RTs in Bahrain. As you would be aware, in the last quarter of the fourth quarter of last year, we also had a set of acquisitions of remaining 50% stake in Al-Wajiz cooling plant in Abu Dhabi Al Mariyah Island, which has resulted in movement of 64,000 RT of capacity from equity accounted to fully consolidated. Moving to the next slide, which summarizes recent corporate developments. 2021 was another stellar year for Tabriz and DC markets in the region. I think you will agree that pandemic has brought significant change and Tabriz has demonstrated its resilience and agility to adapt quickly and responded to this evolving situation in a very positive way. We also entered into a strategic partnership with IFC, a subsidiary of a World Bank, to expand in India with a mandate to develop projects in the next 5 years. We have established JV based out of Singapore, with 75% being owned by Tabriz and 25% by IFC. We completed the small acquisition of Almoz Development through Tabriz Oman in January this year. This is a district cooling plant serving the iconic and luxurious wave development in Muscat, home to a mixed range of residential, commercial, and hospitality venues, including the Kempinski Hotel. It's a concession for 30 years and 28,500 tons capacity, and currently the contracted capacity is over 18,000, as we explained earlier. We also announced our entry into Egypt via a partnership agreement with Gascool and Marakis. Once again, this demonstrates the board and the management commitment to diversify and expand into new markets beyond GCC. In March of this year, we published our green financing framework, enabling us to target the green financing instrument and attracting green financing investors. The target is lit by 2027, Tabriz, this facility should be green. Tabriz continue to deliver a strong and robust financial performance with a CAGR of 12% in revenue and 15% in EBITDA since 2019. Similar to last year, we saw Tabriz first equity dividend, reducing dividend cash flow by 50%. The board and shareholders once again adopted the same in 22 to support the growth strategy and demonstrated their commitment to protect the ratings and improve the credit metrics. Earlier of this year, Tabriz appointed Mr. Antonio Di Chica as Chief Operating Officer in a place of Jean-Francois, who has moved to another assignment within NG Group. Moving to the next slide. This slide recaps the evolution of our performance over recent years. To summarize, Tabriz is a stable utility infrastructure business with long-term contracts with high-profile customers. This provides a clear visibility of our future earnings and cash flows. We currently have approximately 85% of our recent capacity contracted at least for the next 10 years. The current connected capacity of 1.24 million RT, which has grown at an average rate of 10% since 2019. About 70% of our revenues are derived from fully government-owned or partially government-owned organizations, therefore diversifying the customer profile. Group revenue has grown by 12% mainly from core chilled water business, which has shown an average growth rate of 14% since 2019. Tabriz has a track record of delivering profitable growth. EBITDA has increased at an average rate of 16% per annum since 2019. Our profitability is in line with the historic averages, and we are confident of maintaining the margin levels over long term. Tabriz performance during the last 2 years of the COVID pandemic and negative CPI demonstrates the robust and resilient nature of our business and the returns that we generated. I will now hand over to Saleh for detailed discussion of our income statement.
Thank you, Adil, and good afternoon, everyone. Let me start by highlighting the key points on our income statement for Q1 2022. As mentioned by Adil, total revenue grew by 17%, driven by robust performance in chilled water, which recorded a growth of 20% compared to the same quarter last year. Other key factors driving this increase in revenue are the recent acquisitions in 2021, both Savia's and the step-up acquisition that we did in Q4 last year of Al-Wajiz had contributed around 14% of the growth. Around 6% of the growth was contributed by the new connections, increase in consumption volumes, and overall improvement in our operational efficiencies in our existing portfolio. We also had some small benefits from the positive CPI adjustments that took place at the start of this year. EBITDA for the first quarter grew by 16% to absolute value of 264 million, an increase of almost 38 million year-on-year first quarter. The growth in EBITDA was primarily driven by consolidation of Saadia's and Al-Wajiz DCSS, EBITDA margins were at 63%, in line with our historical margins for the same quarter. Increase in net finance cost is due to consolidation of debt of Alvajis upon the step-up acquisition in Q4 last year. Share of results of equity accounted entities has reduced, again due to the same factor of Alvajis step-up acquisition, resulting in a change in accounting as a subsidiary versus the previously accounting method of equity method of accounting. Net profit for the period increased by 3.1% compared to the last year, delivering an overall net income of 88.2 million. We'll now move on to the next slide, which is talking about the financials position. This is a slide showing summarized version of the balance sheet as of 31st March 2022. The key movements in the first quarter are as follows. Fixed assets and the intangible movements represent the Q1 amortization. The accounts receivable are lower, mainly from the improved collections and a catch-up of last year from our top five major customers. DSOs as of end of March has improved significantly and at historical low levels for the brief. Changes in derivatives represent the positive MTM movement in our existing interest rate swaps, reflecting out the current hikes in the interest rate markets. Increase in other liabilities mainly reflects the cash dividend payable of 167 million, which was subsequently paid in first week of April 2022. Share capital was increased in following the bonus share issuance and the first quarter profit. Turning on to the next slide for the cash flow. Our cash flow performance during the period has been extremely robust. Strong cash flow from operations of 391 million, reflecting significantly higher collections across all customer segments, and among them were the top five major customers. Our cash from operations to EBITDA ratio for Q1 was at over 140% compared to the full year last year, 2021, at 120%. In Q1 this year, there is no significant investment in CapEx or acquisition, and in the comparatives, it reflects the payment of on the acquisition of Sadia Thailand district cooling assets. Financing activity represents the normal debt service, and the increase versus last year is due to the consolidation of Alvajis post the step-up acquisition we did. Overall, the first quarter 2022 recorded a strong and robust cash from operations, resulting in a healthy closing cash balance of close to 1.5 billion and our revolving credit facility of almost 600 million remains fully unutilized. This liquidity, combined with our flexible capital structure, positions the group well to fund the future growth. Now, moving on to the next slide, where we talk about the debt portfolio. As of end of March 2022, Tabriz has a net debt of 5.9 billion dirhams. Though the debt has increased, but it is due to the consolidation of Alvajis debt post the step-up acquisition. Net debt has reduced due to the higher cash balance that we have seen in the previous slide. The overall net debt to EBITDA ratio has improved to 5.5 times in March compared to 6.0 times in December 2021 last year. Tabriz, as we all know, naturally delivers over time due to the strong cash-generating characteristics of our business model. Both Moody's and Fitch reaffirmed their investment-grade status following the 2021 acquisitions. This completes the detailed review of our results for first quarter 2022. Now I'll hand it over back to Mr. Adil to take you through the conclusions.
Thanks, Sally. Moving to the next slide. Tabriz is a highly sustainable business, delivering significant power efficiencies compared to other cooling alternatives. Sustainability is at the core of Tabriz operations. It reflects the company's commitment to energy efficiency and to the environment and to the sustainable socio-economic development of the region. Tabriz has set its own targets to support energy consumption reduction and emission prevention through innovative technology solutions and environmentally friendly practices. Various environment-friendly initiatives are part of Tabriz operations, such as use of treated sewage, effluent, emission monitoring, thermal energy storage, use of seawater, management of hazardous waste, and compliance with the framework of the regulation of trade effluent. All the above initiatives has saved over 2.33 billion kilowatt hours of energy consumption, enough to power around 132,000 homes for a year and equivalent to reducing around 1.39 million tons of CO2 emissions. Next slide. As a stable utility business model, the BRID continues to deliver strong financial and operating performance with rising profitability and margins. We continue to work on various fronts, from business development to operations, to help drive further growth. The BRID has solid corporate governance and market-leading transparency demonstrated by non-executive board composition. The second party opinion on our green financing framework confirmed the positive environmental impact of our core district cooling operations. I would like to reiterate that the BRID performance during the last 2 years of COVID pandemic and challenging business conditions demonstrate the robust and resilient nature of our business. Thank you for joining us today, and I will now hand back to Wiam to open the Q&A line.
Thank you, Adil. That concludes our results presentation. I will now request for the operator to open lines for Q&A.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question today, please press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypads. If you have joined online, please click the request to speak flag icon. If you choose to withdraw your question, please press star followed by the number two. When preparing to ask your question, please ensure your phone is unmuted locally. As a reminder, that's star followed by the number one on your telephone keypads. And if you have joined online today, please click the request to speak flag icon.
Moody's is there. Moody's.
Thank you. And our first question comes from Rakesh Tripathi or Franklin Templeton. Rakesh, please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, good evening, and thank you very much for the call and the presentation. I had one question basically. If you could talk a little bit on future M&A plans, what should we expect from, as far as the business direction is concerned, should we expect more of acquisitions to come in the over the near to medium term, or more of organic growth to be pursued from here on? And then secondly, in connection to the same thing, if you could also talk about the, you plan to use the cash on books as of now. The cash balance has gone up after the solid collections and solid cash flow in Q1. How do you plan to use this cash? Where should we see this cash being deployed?
Hi, thanks Rakesh. See, in terms of the M&A activities, we are definitely looking, this market is still open for the opportunities. And we have seen the consolidation in the district cooling market in the last 2 years, right? Which was an exceptional period when it compared to the history. But we do anticipate that there are still few other opportunities in the market. And we continue to target that. And as and when we are close to those transactions, and we would definitely inform through the market, DFM basically. And your second question, if I'm not mistaken, is on the closing cash balance. Am I right?
Yes. And then basically the use of the cash, how do you plan to deploy that cash?
So currently we have seen this working capital change because of the huge, the collections that we had witnessed during the first quarter. This was a cash up and this was always expected. And we also expect some kind of a transactions in the market that's there, and our BD team is working on it. So keeping in mind, definitely, and that's one of the reasons that during the annual general meeting, the shareholders had recommended a 50% scrip of dividend in order to be ready for any potential M&A activity that may spring on the targets that we are following. So we are ready to fund this and then take out to the market at some stage. That's the idea behind it.
Okay, so this is basically, to confirm, this is more like dry powder that you want to keep on the books, be ready whenever you see a good opportunity, right?
Can you, your voice is echoing, Rakesh, can you please repeat your question if you don't mind?
Yeah, no, so I was just saying, so this is, just to confirm, this is basically surplus liquidity that you want to, that you prefer to keep on the books for now, any potential opportunities that you might see.
Correct, absolutely. So yeah, if this is a temporary phenomenon, but yeah, if once there's any potential transactions materialize, we should be in a position to, you know, to go and execute it and do the financial close of this transaction.
Great, thanks. And on leverage, can you talk a little bit about the kind of path that you see as far as the leverage profile is concerned from here on? I understand that you don't have any material maturities coming up before 2025. And in that respect, basically, the question is just to understand, how do you see the leverage evolving? Do you want to keep a sort of this kind of level of debt and just grow the EBITDA, grow the business so that the leverage metrics automatically reduce? Is that how you see it, or are there plans to at some point maybe start looking at the leveraging and paying down some of this debt, prepaying some of it? How do you see the whole leverage position evolving?
Thanks, Rakesh. So it's multiple questions in one question. I appreciate that. Really good questions. Yes, as you are aware, Tabriz naturally delivers over the time, and due to the strong cash generating capacity, you know, our EBITDA margins on an annualized basis is close to 50% and a little above. Yeah, and when it comes to the leverage target, as we had mentioned in the past, there is no set target, but we are committed to maintain the investment grade status, and we have reiterated in various platforms, be it our CEO, CFO, and the board members. In various public platforms, they have mentioned this, that we would like to maintain our investment grade status. And the current ratings requirements on the leverage is very clear on the, that's available both by Fitch and Moody's. So the Moody's, they track with the RCF ratios, which should be, you know, more than 10%. And when it comes to the Fitch, the net debt to this, the conventional net debt to EBITDA is at 4.5. And both these acquisitions, yes, we have increase, we had gone a bit higher, but those have been agreed, and there is a definite time frame to be back within the threshold or the metrics set by both these agencies. So yes, and we expect naturally to deliver this going forward. And as you know, our business generates almost 50% of EBITDA. Yeah, and that's how we would like to manage. And any new transaction comes, we would definitely look for the free cash available to fund. If not, definitely we will look into the liability management that may come in future.
Great, thank you. That's very clear. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. And as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question today, please press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypads. If you have joined online, please click the request to speak flag icon. Please note there will be a slight pause while we wait for questions. As a reminder, that's star followed by the number one on your telephone keypads. And if you have joined online today, please click the request to speak flag icon now. It appears we currently have no further questions, so I'll hand the call back over to Weem for any closing remarks.
That concludes our quarter one 2022 earnings call. Tabreed looks forward to interacting with you at our meet, at our earnings conference calls and investor conferences. Should you have any further questions, please don't hesitate to contact us. Have a great day, and thank you once again for joining us on this call.